Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 324, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 31, The Power of Pink.
It aired November 5th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Ryuta Tasaki. Josh, you got a little giggly for a second there.
I didn't get giggly. Is 24 got stuck.
Yeah.
I had to shake it loose.
You had to knock it loose. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs, and I'm pretty excited about today's episode because pretty sure it's a big one.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. I'm assuming this is the one. You guys know. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this when I was a kid, because I definitely watched all of Lost Galaxy as a kid. It's
right.
Just like kind of, I didn't rewatch it back in like 2012 when I got the box set. So like a lot of it's new again. But this, I pretty much remember at least kind of the end stretch. So pretty excited to see how that holds up. Anyway, we're going to do that right now. Since you're done yawning.
I'm done.
Go Galactic. And we're back, and we just watched The Power of Pink.
We did. Hey, it was that one.
It was that one. It certainly was.
Yep.
We will talk about that in just a minute. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are, which they need to be updated soon, because we are, I think, 30 episodes of... not 30.
You know what's crazy is how every time... when you're like, hey, this is starting to drop off, you need to update it, someone immediately tweets us and is like, hey, yep. Where can I listen to this?
Where are these ones? Yep. So got to update that archive again. So I used to be like kind of upset that like after 150 episodes, they like fall off. And I still am because I want them all to be up there. And there's no reason they shouldn't be because they used to work that way. And then bloggers like, no. But there's like a lot of podcasts that I've found that have like 20 episodes up and that's it.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel a lot better about our 150. So look forward to Zio being updated. And then when we get to Turbo, I'm going to have to make the episode posts. So you have some pictures to put with them.
Do we have posts for Zio?
Oh yeah. Zio's all done.
Okay. I will. When am I off next Tuesday? I'll get to it. It'll be before the end of this month. I'll have them up on the archives for anyone who needs them.
Sweet. So there you go, folks. Also, you can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating or review, any of those places, it would help us out a bunch. Let's people find the show. We really appreciate it. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and you get some cool stuff in return, like the Tattoo Teen Jillian Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, which... we, number one, have one more that we have to do. That'll have to wait a couple weeks because I'm going on vacation
right.
A week from now. So it's not going to happen sooner than that. And number two, we're getting pretty close to the next set of them. So that's something we're going to have to do soon also. Speaking of, we got some new patrons.
All right.
First up is, and okay, there's a lot of these last names have been just a little, Guillaume tripped me up, okay? It gave me the yips, okay? So,
Just say what's in your heart,
this
Jake.
Has two N's in it, and so my brain has done the linguistics, has diagrammed the word, and I'm pretty sure I know how to say it, but okay. I did not check. Alvina?
How's it spelled?
A-L-V-I-N-N-A.
Oh, yeah. That's how I would say it. Thanks, Alvina.
Okay. Hopefully that's it. If not, let us know. Next up is Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
And Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Dan.
Dan. That's my favorite line from the Ninja Turtles movie.
It's just Dan now, Dad.
And then his dad goes, Dan, like he's never heard the word before, even though it's most of his son's name. Thank you very much for supporting the show. We really, really appreciate it. Sorry, we had to take a train break. So I don't remember where we were. We don't have any new emails or reviews, so we are just going to jump right into this heavy episode.
Yep.
We start off with all the Rangers, the Space and Galaxy? The Galaxity version. Is
the Lost Rangers.
Yeah, both of them. All five sets of two. I have no idea what just happened to my brain.
There's Rufio. I have four more. I don't remember any other Lost Boys. Rufio is only in Hook. He's not, like, from the original story. I hope I talked over that.
I think you did, but...
It just has this new loud horn. It's so excited to share it with everybody.
This train's got to be down on Guadalupe by now. And it's just honking up a storm. Are you good? Okay. Yeah, I don't know any other Lost Boys either. Anyway, all the Rangers are there, and they are talking to the Galactic Buddies. They're just, like, showing the Galactic Buddies off.
Yeah, they're like, look at our Zords. They're real.
Yeah, our Zords are also big, giant King's Kong. And then we cut to Cassie, who has climbed up the Wildcat and is surfing on the Wildcat and being like, oh, I'm surfing. Look at me. I'm surfing. And it's a little awkward.
It's pretty awkward.
Especially because... she falls off right after this.
Ashley asks Maya if it's safe to be up there. Maya's like, oh, yeah, we do it all the time. One time Leo was up there and the thing just breathed fire and he's fine. and then Cassie promptly falls off of it.
Like 12 stories.
She's unmorphed.
Yeah.
And she falls. Yeah, it's like 12 stories, lands flat on her back.
Yeah.
And all the Rangers laugh at her.
Like, oh, Cassie. And she gets up and is like, oh no.
But like, she gets up and she's like, oh, Cassie.
But like, her spine would totally be broken.
She'd be dead.
Yeah. Then we cut back to the Blade ship where Trakina and Deviat and Villamax and Kegler and like 75 buggies or whatever. I don't remember how many people are in the room. They're all talking to Psycho Pink about how they own her now.
Well, they're talking... Deviat, I think, is talking to Trakina, but he's holding Psycho Pink's unconscious face in his hand.
Okay.
He's like, when Psycho Pink comes to, I will reprogram her so she's 10 times as strong. And then Trakina's like, yes, and she can kill all the Power Rangers. Yeah. And then Pink wakes up and is like, nope, just killing the pink ones.
Just the pink one. That's what I love to do, is kill the pink ones. And they zap her, and she's like, I'm sick of this. And like... rips off whatever is controlling her.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was some kind of arm band or something.
Like what Loyax had.
Yeah, it was probably like embedded, but she is battle damaged.
Yeah.
It also was damaged because it was just on her bicep. Like the shock was not over her whole body this time. And so she just rips it out.
And like crushes it in her hand. And like Deviat is like hitting the button like, oh no, what have I done? And she's like, I'm... nobody's plaything. I am a Psycho Ranger, and I'm gonna go kill me some pinks.
Trakina tries still to be like, no, you're gonna listen to me and kill all of them. And so Psycho Pink tries to kill her.
Yeah, she summons up her bow and shoots a psycho arrow at her. And Villamax, like, makes the save, which is pretty rad. I kind of love that. But, like, I love Psycho Pink.
Yeah,
this
I love
is
that
super rad
that Villamax makes the save, but had to go past Deviat first.
Well,
so
yeah.
Deviat was just like, okay, gotta let this go.
He's like, well, hey, if it happens, it happens. I don't know. Oop, I couldn't. Oh no, my queen, I tried. yeah, he's a scumbag. And then Trakina says, because they're like, go after her. And Trakina's like, no. She'll go after the pinks. We'll kill the rest of the Power Rangers while she's doing that. Bold strategy. Let's see how it plays off. Then we go to the theme song. When we come back, Kendrix is in the galactic, the galaxy book room.
Yeah, I guess the research center.
Yeah, I guess so.
She's at her desk with the galaxy book.
Yeah. So I thought we would never see it again, but here it is.
Yeah, she's got this picture of this like really rad Soul Calibur sword.
Yeah, it's literally Soul Calibur. Like, it's missing an eyeball, but other than that, it is super duper Soul Calibur. Yeah. And she's like, the Savage Sword. And then she she does a Google.
She types a lot.
Yeah, and she doesn't find it just yet, but like in a second she will. And then we cut outside and we hear like Psycho Pink is like teleports in and is like a little injured still because she again was all battle damaged.
Yeah,
and then ripped something out of her body to crush it, which just again is so rad. But then she hears like some chatter from something.
There's two Terra Venture employees talking to another one on some kind of screen outside of, I guess, the command tower.
Outside of Tower Records.
They're just like letting their manager know they're going home for the day, and they do that via telescreen.
Yeah, and then someone's like, it's okay, because as you know, all computers in Terra Venture are connected. I mean, like the internet, I guess.
You didn't need to tell that person that.
Yeah, like they know.
You started with as you know, so yeah. Like, if you could start a sentence with that.
Don't say it.
Don't say
that
it.
That was for us and for Psycho
that
Pink.
That was for Psycho Pink.
Because she's like, good idea, and jumps into that screen and then travels through some power lines and lands out in cyberspace specifically Cassie's home box.
Kendrick's.
I say Cassie. I didn't mean it. Kendrick's is like
yeah, and
hacker's
it's,
website.
It's like a Wreck-It Ralph view from inside the arcade machine.
And this is when Kendrick's figures out that the sword is on planet Roshan?
Something like that.
Rashon?
Rashid.
It's not Rashid. I think it's like Rashon, which sounds a little itchy. But
get your rash on.
Get your rash on. Do you remember there was some clothing line or store whose slogan was get your fash on.
Okay, I was hoping it wasn't get your rash
get your,
on.
Hey guys, get your rash on.
Yeah, I can tell you why there was a clothing line.
I don't remember what it was. I want to say Fashion Bug, but I doubt it. I doubt Fashion Bug had commercials.
Was Fashion Bug a local thing?
I know there was at least two.
My mom used to shop there. I always just thought it was like a big clothes store, but it might have just been...
Because there was one in Mass somewhere.
In Gardner.
In Gardner, yeah. And there was one in Ringe. Next to the Rite Aid. I think it's where Hallmark is now.
Their catchphrase is probably something like, get bit by the fashion bug.
Something like that. Fashion Bug is a really good name for a store, though.
It is.
Anyway.
They had magazines, so they must have been...
There had to be at least three. There's probably one at Tewksbury right next to the original Market Basket.
Anyway. If you had a Fashion Bug and you're from not New England, let us know.
Let us know.
Because now I'm just very curious.
Yeah. Apparently, Planet Rashon is... right next door, basically. I guess they're passing it.
Or they're just bringing it along.
Yeah, or they grabbed it and they're just like dragging it with them.
Well, it's on the screen. It's part of some kind of solar system. And it shows a Terra Venture-shaped icon, which is not entirely how like radar works.
Well, you know. That's
fine. It's so that the kids know what it is. Like flying by next to it. Because you can see like the orbital lines of the planet. And I think there's a star in the middle. So I guess it's just happens to be on a planet in the system they're passing by right now.
Yeah, what luck! That's almost as lucky as all the important stuff already being on Terra Venture. I honest to God thought she was going to be like, that's in the Mountain Dome.
this galaxy book that is eons old says it's in the Mountain Dome.
That we found on a derelict spacecraft floating in space millions of miles from where we came from. Turns out all the cool stuff in it's right here with us. No, it's on Rashon. So then Pink jumps out of the computer and attacks her and is like, now I know where the Savage Sword is.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it.
She leaps out and just like palms her head. And I guess it's her like absorbing information out of her. Because later on, Kendrick's will say she read my mind.
Okay.
But like, I don't know why they had her do that because she was in the computer. She heard it and could have read it.
Yeah.
Because right now she's just data in the computer.
Right. I don't know. I guess just so you that you know for a fact.
It's scarier, I guess, if she pops out and grabs your face.
Yeah. Well, kinda, yeah.
I don't want Psycho Pink to grab my face.
For sure not. So she runs. Kendrick's morphs.
Nope.
Not yet. No, she just starts running after her. And then Cassie's just like wandering about Terra Venture by herself.
Yeah, Psycho Pink goes back into the computer, and then Kendrick's is like, oh, Psycho Pink.
I gotta get her.
Just starts like, just running. I don't know where she's going. I don't know if she knows where she's going.
I don't
going,
think she knows.
But she knows she has to go somewhere.
She's just gotta get it done.
She might be going to tell the other Rangers.
Oh, maybe. So she bumps into Cassie, who's just, again, walking by herself in terror. She's like, I'm just going to check out the sites, see what's up. You guys cool back here? All right, see you later. And so they bump into each other, and she's like, here's what happened, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, no, that's where she's going. She's going to leave the planet because she knows that Pink is going to Rashaan.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She was going to get the sword.
Yeah.
When Cassie stops her, Pink pops out of the monitor she went into, which happens to be right next door
yeah.
to where they're standing.
Uh-huh. So they morph, the two of them. They fight for, like, 1 second, but after, like, Psycho Pink gets hit, like, twice, she's like, I'm just going to go to Rashaan now. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm not going to stay here and die when infinite power is just a leap away.
I'm going to grab that. Then I'm going to come back and kill you. And so Kendra's like, I have to go. I have to go after her. And Cassie's like, hey, I'm going too. Us Pink Rangers have to stick together. And then the next shot, because it goes to commercial and it comes back, and the next shot is them on the Galaxy Glider and the Mario Kart flying through space. Just now calling the other Rangers.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, we left the planet because Psycho Pink's going to get something very powerful. We'll see you later.
Yeah, and Leo is like, wait, Psycho Pink?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Anders...
Because they all thought they were dead.
Yeah. Anders is like, she's revived. Like, crap. Like, what? Like, it's just that one? Hopefully.
Yeah.
But then, because the Rangers are about to, like, morph and, like, go help them. But, unfortunately, Buggy's attack. A bunch of them just... fly on in. And so we get a little bit of a fight, and then they morph, and then they fight a little more.
Devious shows up and shoots the two yellows, and then we go back to Rashaan.
Yep. Yeah, only the two yellows.
Yeah. I guess it's implied that he shoots the rest of them. It's just like they're just keeping the other Rangers detained while the Pinks go.
I mean, I like to think that he read Ashley's file and was like, I do not want her to clothesline from hell me.
No, I don't want to be locked in an arm bar.
Yeah, she's going to...
German suplex?
She's going to drop me on my head. She's going to go King's Road on me and kill me. I don't want that. So then we cut back to Rashaan, where they get there as Psycho Pink finds the sword.
Yeah, she's like, got her hand, like, on the hilt, and they're both like, please don't.
Yeah. Kendricks literally says, please don't. Can you imagine Psycho Pink was like, well, you asked nicely.
You did say please.
All right, I guess I won't.
It is the magic word.
Yeah. But, no, she pulls it out anyway. And it's not the sword that we saw. It's just a katana with a fancy hilt and, like, a weird kind of, like, guard on it. The one we saw is, like, Soul Calibur.
Yeah, it's
a giant buster sword.
Yeah.
There's a reason for this.
Yeah, I didn't think there was going to be, but there is, and I'm very happy about that.
It's really good. And it also kind of implies something very cool that we'll talk about in a couple minutes. So she pulls the sword out, says, it's payback time for, you know, murdering me poorly.
Well, her friends?
Her siblings?
Her co-workers
that she hates.
Teammates, I guess.
Yeah, strictly speaking.
They did fight as a team sometimes.
That is true. She hits Kendricks and Cassie, and it gets bigger. It, like, gets stronger. And she says, with every hit, it gets more powerful.
Yeah.
Which is a rad idea for a sword.
Yeah.
So she fights him a little bit more and, like, hits him a couple more times. And then she just, like... slice stabs.
Yeah, she brings it down. She goes to hit Kendricks, and Cassie jumps in the way and takes it, like, right to the shoulder, but she also kind of caught it. So I think it would have, like, cleaved her shoulder,
yeah.
But she stopped it enough, so it's just, I don't want to say resting, because it's definitely forcefully on her, and it's just, like, sucking energy out
of
her.
And, like, it heals, like, the battle damage off Psycho Pink, so, like, it's making her stronger and Kendricks presumably weaker.
Well, Cassie this time.
Was that Cassie?
It's on Cassie right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because she...
Yes, because in
a
second...
She beats the crap right out of Cassie.
Oh, yeah. So she, like, knocks Cassie to the side. We cut back to the other Rangers before she knocks Cassie to the side. See, I thought it was Kendrick. So I even wrote Kendrick in my notes. It's all pink to me. I don't know. Then we cut back to the other Rangers. They're fighting and doing well. And then we cut back to the two Pink Rangers getting their butts kicked.
Yep.
And then she hits Cassie, knocks her morpher off, demorphs her, and, like, injures her because she's not down, but she's not getting up. Like,
right.
She's, like, writhing in pain. And then she looks at Cassie's morpher and goes, hey, there's a buttload of power in there.
Yeah, she looks at Cassie, and I think she might say something about, like, gonna kill you now.
Yeah.
But then she sees the Morpher, and she's like, no way.
Or, new plan, better plan. And so she walks over. Kendricks tries to stop her, but gets, like, swatted away.
And at this point, the sword has grown to the size of the one in the picture.
Yeah.
It's fully grown, fully evolved, to reach its final form.
Yeah. level 36.
They did a very good job, because it changes on camera, and they did a really good job from the middle form to this final one, because Psycho Pink is, like, mid-swing.
Yeah.
And it changes into a different sword, and there's no noticeable edit skip.
Yeah. A lot of good work on that one.
Yeah.
So she stabs into the Morpher, and it like, splits it in half. And it is draining its power, and it opens a portal to hell.
Yeah.
there's, like, a big, like, cylinder of energy around.
It's all blood red.
Yeah, every, like
it the turns- sky starts turning blood red. There's just a blood red dust cloud, I guess, forming in front of Terra Venture. All the alarms are going off.
Everything's going off. Terra Venture is shaking from space, but, like, that's just Power Rangers. That's what Power Rangers does. Then Psycho Pink turns into her monster form. Looks a little different than I remember. A little streamlined, little
maybe. I don't entirely remember. I still don't like the monster form.
I don't love it. I think, because the Psycho Rangers form are perfect. Like, yeah. you nailed it. I don't know why you thought you could do better. But the thing I like about it is that it's implied that, like, now she has her power back and is unleashed. Because before, as soon as they went to monster mode, they grew because it was like,
right,
I can't control it. I have to get big to, like, let the power balance out or whatever. Now it's like, I'm this little and that powerful. So, like,
yeah,
you boned. They fight for a second. Doesn't go well. And then Psycho Pink grows. Because, again, this energy is still funneling out of the Morpher.
Yeah.
Which I love that it's a conduit to the Morphin Grid. Like, she's just siphoning.
It's a direct tap. Yeah. Like,
so she just stabbed right into the Morphin Grid and is just draining that power. So she grows immediately.
And it is affecting Cassie, too. Because Cassie, she doesn't have her Morpher on, but she is still connected.
Yeah.
So she keeps trying to get up and just, like, it'll zoom back in on the sword sucking the energy out and she will just collapse again.
And there'll be, like, this, like, real quick, like, burst of pink over her for a second. Like, hey, your powers are on the, like, something bad is happening to your powers right now. And so Kendricks sees this.
Yeah, she's over with Cassie.
She's over with Cassie, and she's like, it's gonna be fine. I'm gonna save you. Like, it'll be fine. And then, like, Psycho Pink is like, time to kill you now. And then suddenly a Megazord
fist just punches Psycho Pink from off screen.
There was a scene a couple minutes ago that we cut back to real quick where after the sky turns red, Deviant and Villamax and the buggies are like, we should go. We should go. I think Psycho Pink got this one. Let's leave.
And they run away.
Yeah. They have to run back to the Blade Ship. They spent all their money on the red sky. They can't afford any teleporting effects.
No.
I guess. So then the sword glows again. Cassie gets even weaker. And Kendricks puts it. This is when Kendricks puts it together. We cut to the Astro Megazord getting formed. It does that really awesome, like, Captain America shield drop down into atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Then, with the sword still draining, Kendricks is like, I have to save Cassie.
Yeah, I have to get rid of that. I have to make that stop.
I have to stop this, and there's only one way. And so she draws her Quasar Saber, spins it around, so she's, like, holding the it's, like, blade down.
I do want to say, as you're saying Quasar Saber, just made me think of it. When Kendricks is telling Cassie about the Savage Sword, she says it's 10 times as powerful as all of the Quasar Sabers together.
So it's 50 Quasar Sabers.
Yes.
That's a lot. That's a lot of power.
Yep.
One Quasar Saber made a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
So, like, dang.
One Savage Sword can make 50 of them.
Jeepers.
And they're all going to be Psycho Pink.
That's a pretty good team. It looks like. It sounds like to me that would be a pretty solid team to have. We cut between Kendricks and the big Zord fight, which I don't love, because every time it goes to the Zord fight, it's like the, like, the Power Rangers song, and it's kind of jarring.
This isn't the moment for that. Because Kendricks approaches the geyser of energy that is flowing out of the Morpher.
It's literally a tornado of energy surrounding the sword.
She tries to get through it, and it zaps her, pushes her back. It cuts to Cassie. He's like, don't do that. Don't do it.
Stop it. Like, don't worry about it.
And Kendricks looks at her and says, don't worry. I'll get it.
I got this. And so she, like, forces her way in. We keep cutting. We also cut back to Terra Venture, which is, like, being sucked towards this energy cyclone. Because they're like, fire the reverse thrusters. And they're like, it'll be close. And then the next time we see Terra Venture, they're like, it didn't work. We're just going to crash into this planet. The two Zords each do a strike, a sword strike on Psycho Pink. And Psycho Pink just dies, which is kind of lame.
That's very, I hate that.
It's a real letdown. I understand it's not the point of the episode, but it's, I feel like you could have done something a little special.
It kind of is. Psycho Pink getting all of this power kind of is the point so far.
Yeah, I get that they want to focus on Kendricks for this next part, and Kendricks can't beat both of them, and so they just have to take care of Pink. But it's literally, it's basically off screen.
They could have taken care of Pink after.
I don't know if that would have worked.
Because she would have been weakened.
Yeah.
And then they could have been mad.
I like the quiet ending for the episode because it's not something we get in Power Rangers a lot.
Oh, we still could have got that. I'm trying not to spoil it. Let's get to the part, and then we'll try to parse it together.
Then we'll try to fix it. So she goes back in. Also, we get a classic Cassie scream. You remember when that, like the baby carriage is falling downstairs?
Yeah.
We get one of those for Kendricks, and it is raw.
Yeah. And Kendricks is doing very good voice acting this episode, too.
Yeah.
She's entirely believable.
Yeah, it's super good. Everyone's doing really good work. Then she gets up to the sword and says, it's the only way to save Cassie, and slashes the sword.
Pink died. The other Rangers are unmorphed, and they are now running to where Cassie and Kendricks are.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe they did need to kill Pink first.
Yeah.
Because this did need to happen.
They are all unmorphed, running in slow motion, like, and all the Lost Galaxy Rangers are screaming for Kendricks, and she's like, it's the only way to save Cassie, and strikes the sword, and it smashes it in two, and it turns back into, like, the katana version when it breaks, which is really nice. Like, power's gone, so it went back to its regular form. Yeah. And there's this explosion.
We get to see it hit Kendricks.
It hits her, and Kendricks is gone.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, vaporized. Like, totally, in the literal sense, destroyed.
Yeah, because it shows a far shot, and all of the Rangers are there, and there is no sign of Kendricks.
There's nothing around. And it is, like, it's the music's gone, it's silent now, and it's like, oh no, like, what happened? And then there's, like, a commercial fade.
Great timing.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I was probably, like, flipping my couch. I was like, I can't wait 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Where Kendricks, though?
Where is she? And so when it comes back, the sword is destroyed. Cassie's morpher is still in the center of this, like, now kind of, like, cleared area.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of, like, flattened the ground, which is pretty crazy. And then Kendricks's, like, image?
It's her ghost.
It's her ghost, but
It's her spirit.
It's her spirit more than anything. And it floats down, and she's holding the Quasar Saber, and she says, like, I'm okay, and I'll always be with you, but I have to go now. Like, I did what I had to do.
And then she fades away.
She fades away.
And then the Quasar Saber launches into space.
It's like you threw a bomb at a gossip stone. It just rockets off into space. But, like, hey, guys.
It's currently 9:15.
Hey, guys, though. Like, a Power Ranger died on screen in this episode.
Yeah.
That is insane.
That is unprecedented.
Literally.
That has never been an option before.
Yeah. Like, the closest it came is your power's gone. Or you blew up your command center, and it's bad. It's always gotten, like, real bad, but she's dead.
Yep.
Which is bananas. Cassie's morpher fixes itself.
Yeah, it just kind of comes just back together.
Which is weird, but I understand that it's sort of like thematically it has to happen. So like the end stuff can happen. And so she grabs it, and then we go to, you know, we just like fade to, I think it's either Maya or Cassie. I think it's Cassie who's like Kendrick's. And then they all kind of like gather around Cassie and do this like sad group hug.
Yeah.
And then we cut to later, and it's nighttime, and the In-Space Rangers are docked on the, like, did they get in the astromech ship at the end, or they just hop on their...
No, they hop on their little surfboards.
Their surfboards, okay. The astro gliders. And they're all saying their goodbyes, and it's really somber. And it's a little lessened by the fact that it's the suit actors and not the actors.
I don't know what happened.
I hate that. Like, did they leave early and you're like, oh, we need to film another scene? Like,
but you got them back to do the voiceover?
Yeah. I don't know why they're morphed.
They
should have just done everything the same except unmorphed and then end it with a let's rock it and then leave. Because Anders, before they leave, Anders like, let's go. That could have been a let's rock it, guys. It's right there. It's right there.
Yeah.
For you and for us, for everyone.
Cassie's second guessing going back because she wants to stay and help.
It's really sad. Everybody pairs off and says goodbye to their color counterpart.
Yeah.
And Cassie doesn't have one.
Because she died in this episode.
She died a second ago. So Cassie like walks over to this barrel and is like, I want to stay and help. And Anders is like, Kendrick's knew the risks of being a Power Ranger when she signed up. Which, yes, like, that is the risk.
Yeah, he does say, like, we all took a risk.
Yeah, we all know the
Kendrick's
deal.
Kendrick's knew that. Like, this is a possibility for all of us.
But also, it wasn't before.
No.
That's crazy. And like, there's a reason for it that we'll talk about in a second, but like, this is insane to me that like, they killed a Power Ranger on TV, like, in 1999.
They did it the best way they could. She wasn't like killed by a monster. She died honorable, like
being a hero.
She died saving somebody.
Like, I think there are better ways, but there's not. It's not a bad way.
Yeah.
Like, it absolutely works, and it totally makes sense for, like the color theme. And they also set up something that they don't do. Because originally, Cassie was going to take over.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to, like, her on the Wildcat in the beginning to be right. Like, hey, they get along, sort of, or they're going to have to figure it out or whatever. And then, like, all the stuff at the end, or I wish I could have said all that. Like, it was supposed to be Cassie. Like, Patricia Jolly was going to take over, but she didn't. And we'll find out what happens next episode. If you have Netflix, you know who shows up.
Because it shows you and tells you in the description.
Yep. Way to go, Netflix. The In-Space Rangers are now leaving, and Leo's like, hey, it was an honor to fight alongside you. And it's like, the honor was all ours. And they hop on their astro gliders and they leave. And I'm just sad that Mike didn't get to see Andros one last time.
Yeah, Mike didn't do anything except be like, oh, there's bad stuff ahead.
He was just second in commanding.
And then I think we get the most somber ending to any episode of Power Rangers has ever been. It's the four Galaxy Rangers staring out into space. And I think it was Damon, but I'm not positive. They just say, what do we do now?
It was Maya.
Okay.
Because also...
So Maya says it, but the freeze frame is a close-up of Leo.
It just zooms in on Leo, who looks like he hasn't slept in a week.
Yeah.
Like, he's got, like, wicked bags under his eyes and is, like, not having a great time. Earlier, right before all the Rangers left, Ashley asks Maya, like, are you guys going to be okay? And Maya's like, we're going to have to be.
We'll have to figure
it
out.
She's like, I think so. It's real rough.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode. Like, hey, your friend died. We'll see you next week. Like,
what's the, do you still have the dates handy? I'm just curious how long you have to wait for this resolution.
Yes, I have it right
here. How long
here.
You just have to sit on the facts that Kendrick's just dead?
3 days.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's a weekend. There's a weekend between them. This is a Friday episode. That's a Monday episode. Next one's a Monday. Yeah, it's not like... Hey, it's May. See you in
six
September.
Months later.
Yeah. So, Josh.
I started.
You started. The best is... There's a lot. There's a lot of bests. My personal favorite thing that happened in the episode was Psycho Pink breaking free of her shackles, essentially, and being like, no, motherfuckers, I am the Pink Psycho Ranger. I'm going to do what I want. Because it was just this really great moment of, like, trying to tell her what to do. And yeah. her being like, no, that's not going to happen. I really liked it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say for my best, too, was that scene. Her ripping the torture device out
just
of her arm.
Just ripping it out of her arm and destroying
taking
it.
A shot at the queen.
Yeah, man. And, like, she would have killed her if Villamax wasn't rat as heck.
Yeah.
Like, if he wasn't super good. The worst is the Rangers being in suits at the end. The in-space Rangers being in suits when they yep. say goodbye. That sucks.
That sucks a lot. That takes a lot of wind out of that sail.
Yeah, who? Like because they're all good actors. They're all decent actors, you know? Like, it would have been a lot better to see Ashley's face be sad and Carlos be like, I wish it would have worked out better.
Yeah.
Like... but then it was just like, that is, oh, it's in space black and in space yellow, and they're going to hop on their toys that you can buy now, kids. Like, Toys R Us still has some from last year.
Yeah, the in space action figures are on clearance. Go check them out.
Yeah, it's just like, that's a real bummer. And the MVP is Kendrick.
It has to be Kendrick. Like, any other episode, I would have given it to Pink, but yeah. it has to be Kendrick.
If this episode ended literally any other way, it would have been Psycho Pink, but like, It's gotta be Kendrick's, yeah, for sure. And now we have to rank the episode.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about this episode. It was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But
was it great?
I don't know if it was great.
I don't think it was great. Parts of it were great.
It had a lot of great stuff in it, but like it definitely top 10 easily.
Yeah.
Like for sure. I think it goes pretty high. I don't think it cracks, like...
What's number 5?
Number 5 is To the 10th Power, the last episode.
I don't think, I don't think this is a better episode
I don't think
that.
It's better than the last one. The right below that is Stolen Beauty. I think it might be better than Stolen Beauty.
I think so.
Because Stolen Beauty was really, really fun, but it did not have a very emotional end to it.
It didn't change the rest of the season afterwards.
Yeah, it didn't really affect a ton. It was like, hey, did you guys know that Amy Weber is super hot? Like, because she is. And that was basically the point of Stolen Beauty. Whereas this one was, oh, Power Rangers can sacrifice themselves for the greater good. So, I think coming in at number 6, right below To the 10th Power, is The Power of Pink. Lordy, that was heavy.
They're probably just kicking themselves in the pants for just dropping the Phantom Ranger now. How baller would that be?
Oh, that would be like, so rad.
Kendricks came back in the Phantom Ranger.
Because, like, here's what happened. I think I said it last episode, but, like, Valerie Vernon got cancer, like, and she was in treatment for it. Like, you can tell she's wearing a wig in this episode. Like,
yeah. And she also just, like, seems tired.
She looks like she is, like, giving it her all, but, like, there's not as much there to give as she wishes there was. And like, obviously that takes precedence,
right. Obviously.
So like, I'm glad that they wrote her out, and I'm glad they didn't write her out in a way that was cheap. Like they could have spent like, Kendrick's really wants to study the book, so we'll check back in on her when we can.
Or like, man, Kendrick's just missed Earth so much. We shot her back.
Yeah. Or like, oh, hey, we found a planet of whatevers and Kendrick's wants to stay here for a while. Like, no, like, Kendrick's died being a Power Ranger.
Yep.
And that's really important that, like, they wrote... Because, like, when Billy left, it was...
Oh, I don't want to talk about when Billy left.
Bad. It was really bad. Like...
He turned old for 9 episodes.
It was only...
I feel like it was forever. It was not very long.
It's literally one.
I feel like it
Maybe
was old
two.
Forever.
I think it was a two-parter.
And then we get the staticky breaking up old voice clips of David Yost saying goodbye.
That was rough. But, like she got to leave on her own terms and like, Kendrick's... And I don't know if they're going to touch it again, but, like, Kendrick, I know they'll deal with it, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, Kendrick's is dead.
Yeah.
Like, she sacrificed herself, and that's for real. So, like, it's a really good end to, like, her story.
Yeah.
And the best part about this is Valerie Vernon got better. Like,
yeah,
she got better and is fine.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
I think what sucks the most is that this episode really shows how good Valerie Vernon is and how great of a character Kendricks is.
Yeah.
We did not see enough of her before.
Not even close. Like, of the four not Leo Rangers, I think she got the third most because Kai got a surprising amount.
That's true.
But, like, I think Kendrick's got the third most, still not nearly enough.
No.
Like, not even close to what she should have gotten.
Because you don't go back to the first few seasons and be like, Tommy got the most screen time, or, like, Jason got the most screen time. They were all together all the time.
Like, I was thinking about it today, and I don't remember why. I was just thinking about Power, because sometimes I just think about Power Rangers.
I get it. I do that with Pokemon more than anything.
It's just like, it's, I don't know. I love it. So I was just thinking about it, and I was like, because my favorite Power Ranger of all time is Cat, right? That's well established. I was trying to think of who my favorite Mighty Morphin Ranger is. And I can't narrow it down between Kimberly and Jason. And the reason is, Jason is the perfect Red Ranger.
Like,
he is everything a Red Ranger should be.
Yeah, he's like the blueprint for Red Ranger. He's the red print.
Yeah. Kimberly got so much to do that she had the most developed character, I think, by the time she was done.
Yeah.
Not even just through Mighty Morphin. Like, even if you just take season one, like, not even two, like, just season one, like, I feel like she got a lot of character growth.
She did. It seemed like any time they needed someone to be somewhere weird, it was Kimberly. Like,
yeah.
She's the one flying a plane with her uncle.
She's the, she was the one who was her grandmother's spinner, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I was thinking about that, and then, like, this comes up, and we see how good Valerie Vernon is and that we didn't get nearly enough. And I just, like, if she got what Kimberly had, there would be no question about who, like, the best Ranger is. Like,
yeah.
It would just be, like, and, like, this will be challenged again once we get to Time Force. I'm very excited to do Time Force because, like, I don't know what happened between Lightspeed Rescue and Time Force, but someone in the chain of command was like, hire amazing actors this time. Please.
What a crazy thought.
What a crazy thought.
To have good actors on your acting show.
All of, like, their fights are great. Everything is really good. Those kids can act. It's, like, far and away some of the best acting in the series is from Time Force. So, like, we'll see that, like, acting goes a long way, and I'm glad that Valerie Vernon got what, like, the ending that she deserved.
Yeah. Do we know why Patricia Jolly ended up not taking it?
I don't. I'm going to look into it.
Okay.
And I'm going to hopefully have something for us next episode. I don't know if it was her decision. I think there might have been a pivot in, I think creative had something different planned, essentially, because I know she was, like, all gung-ho to do it.
Right.
But I'm not sure what happened there.
It was probably just the last minute. Like, actually, we got this one, so.
Yeah. Oh, something different. I don't know. So, anyway, next episode is called Protect the Quasar Saber.
We're not going to talk about it anymore because everything else we know is a big spoiler.
Big old spoiler that we have been doing our darndest to protect this whole time. We will talk about that on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
And hold me fast, this magic spell you cast. This is Levian Roses. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see Levian Roses. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Every day words seem to turn into love songs. so to me, and life will always be.
And then, Cassie, the train is still going. Why?